Chapter 12. Your emotional set points are within your control. Most people do not believe they have control over what they believe. They observe things happening around them and evaluate them, but they usually feel they have no control whatsoever about the belief that's formulating within them. They spend their lives sorting events into categories of good or bad, wanted or unwanted, right or wrong, but rarely do they understand that they have the ability to control their personal relationship with these events. It is impossible to control conditions that others have created. Since many people approve of some of the conditions that others have created but disapprove of others, they set out on the impossible mission of trying to control conditions through personal force or strength or gathering together in groups to gain the feeling of more power or control. They seek to preserve their own well-being by attempting to take control of any circumstances that they believe could threaten it. But in this attraction-based universe, where there is no such thing as exclusion, the harder they push against unwanted things, the more they achieve vibrational alignment with unwanted things. And in doing so, the more they invite unwanted things into their own experience. And as more unwanted things now manifest in their experience, they shore up their own belief. In other words, they prove it to themselves that they were right all along about how bad and invasive that unwanted thing was to begin with. In other words, the more you defend your own beliefs, the more the law of attraction helps you to live them out. But whose truth is the true truth? With enough attention to anything, the essence of what you've been giving thought to will eventually become a physical manifestation. And then, as others observe your physical manifestation, through their attention to it, they help it to expand. And then in time, this manifestation, whether it is one that is wanted or not, is called truth. We want you to remember that you have absolute choices about the truths that you create in your own experience. Once you understand that the only reason anyone ever experiences anything is because of their attention to the subject, then it's easy to see that truth only exists because someone gave their attention to it. So when you say, "I should give my attention to such and such because it's true," that's the same thing as saying another gave their attention to something that they did not want, and by their attention to it, they invited it into their experience, and since they have attracted something unwanted into their experience, I should do it also. There are many wonderful things that you're making your truths, and there are many not so wonderful things that you're making your truths. Deliberate creation is about deliberately choosing those experiences you make your truths. Your point of attraction is being affected. When your activated thoughts are general and not very focused, those early vibrations are still very small and do not yet have much attraction power or pulling power, so to speak. And so in these early stages, you would not likely see any manifested evidence of your attention to the subject. But even though you do not yet see the evidence, the attraction of other thoughts that are a vibrational match to these is occurring. In other words, the thought is becoming stronger, its pulling power is getting stronger, and other similar thought vibrations are joining it. And as the thought gains momentum, you now begin to get an emotional reading on how well this growing thought vibration is matching the energy of your source. If it matches who you are, your good feeling emotions indicate that. If it does not match who you are, your bad feeling emotions indicate that. For example, when you were little, your grandmother may have said to you, "You are such a wonderful child. I love you so very much. You will have a fulfilling and happy life. You have so many talents, and the world will benefit by your presence." These words felt good because they were a vibrational match to what was at the very core of you. But when someone says to you, "You are bad, you should be ashamed of yourself, you have displeased me, you are inappropriate," these words feel awful because your attention to them has caused you to become vibrationally different from who you really are and what you really know. The way you feel is a clear and accurate indication of your alignment or misalignment with your source energy. In other words, your emotions let you know if you're allowing or if you're in the current state of resistance to your connection with source. Moods as indicators of your emotional set points. When you continue to focus upon any thought, it becomes increasingly easy to continue to focus upon it because the law of attraction is making more thoughts like it available to you. And so, emotionally speaking, you're developing a mood or an attitude. Vibrationally speaking, you're achieving an habitual vibrational groove, so to speak, or a set point. Your mood is showing you a good representation of what you're inviting into your experience. Your mood, or your general feeling about something, is a clear indication of your practice vibration. In other words, whenever any subject is activated within you through your exposure to your environment, your vibration jumps immediately to your most practiced vibrational place, or set point. For example, let's say that when you were a child, your parents experienced severe financial difficulty, and so the lack of money and the inability to purchase desired things was often discussed in your home, with the accompanying emotions of worry and fear. Often, in response to your request for something, you were told that money doesn't grow on trees, and that just because you want it doesn't mean you'll get it, and that you, like everyone else in this family, should learn to do without. That's just the way it is. Because of years of exposure to these thoughts of lack, your habit of thought around the subject of money, your emotional set point, became one of low expectation of financial success. And so, whenever you thought about money or abundance, your mood or attitude would immediately shift to disappointment, worry, or anger. Or, when you were a child, maybe your friend's mother was killed in an automobile accident, and then your close association with someone who was experiencing such severe childhood trauma made you fearful for the well-being of your own parents. Whenever they traveled somewhere by automobile, you would be gripped by fear till they returned. And so, bit by bit, you developed a habit of worry about the well-being of those you loved. Your emotional set point became that of insecurity. Or, when you were a teenager, perhaps your grandmother suddenly died of a heart attack, and in the years that followed her death, you often heard your mother expressing her concern about the high probability of the same thing happening to her and her children, including you. Nearly every time any conversation about your grandmother came up, her untimely heart attack became an emotional and fear-producing part of the conversation. Even though your body was strong and you continued to feel physically good, a concern about your own physical vulnerability rumbled under the surface, and so, over time, you achieved an emotional set point of physical vulnerability. Your emotional set points can be changed. In the same way that your emotional set points can change from feeling basically good or secure to feeling bad or insecure, your set points can change from not feeling good to feeling good. For your set points are achieved simply by attention to a subject and through your practiced thought. However, most people do not deliberately offer thought, but instead they let their thoughts gravitate to whatever is happening around them. Something happens, they observe, they have an emotional feeling response to what they're observing, and since they usually feel powerless in controlling what they're observing, they conclude that they have no control over their emotional response to what they're observing. We want you to understand that you do have absolute control over the set points that you achieve. And we want you to understand the extreme value in deliberately achieving your own set points. Because once you expect something, it will come. The details of it may play out differently, but the vibrational essence will always be an exact match.